This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Man is a social being, and as such, one of his innate needs is the desire to form interpersonal relationships with other human beings. Of course, he has to interact with other people for survival and for fulfillment of his needs and desires. And for this reason, of course, he must live in a society. And of course, society is a single reality which influences in one way or the other. And of course, there's no way he can escape the society because he was created a social being in the first place. Speaking from a moral perspective, if a society suffers from any misfortune or from any mishap, he will have a share in it. He will be affected by the incidents, by the mishaps and misfortune taking place in that society. And if the society is a good society, is a good place where everyone's prosperity, promotion and well-being are guaranteed, he will also be benefited. He will inevitably be influenced because he is also a member of that society.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Now, I want to speak about individual and social morality in this episode, whether morality is for man's social relations or is it meant for the individual aspect only. The answer is that morality is for both social and individual aspects. There are certain moral concepts which would be meaningless in the absence of society. Concepts such as envy, such as jealousy, modesty, pride, haughtiness, good opinion, justice and injustice, chastity, generosity, and stinginess, and so on and so forth. These are concepts that are meaningful within the society, of course. And it is in the light of man's special social relations with others that envy, for example, or jealousy becomes meaningful. These are concepts which have something to do with the social aspects of man's life. Unless and until man lives together with others and in the society, these concepts will not be meaningful. But it's wrong to believe, obviously, that all moral virtues and vices are concerned with man's social life, because there are a great number of moral cases which have only an individual aspect and are true for a single man too. Now, for example, I would like to give you an example. Patience or impatience, if a disaster takes place, or if an evil incident takes place, to give a more precise example, if one of your relatives dies, then you are required to be patient. Patience is actually a moral virtue. It's a moral attribute that's not concerned with man's social life. It has an individual aspect. And the same is true with bravery, with fear, Now, for example, you may be afraid of certain things, or maybe you might be brave. It is an intrinsic quality in you. Fear is intrinsic quality that has nothing to do with the social aspect of your life. Being hardworking, or maybe laziness, is a personal aspect or quality with which your life is, let's say, characterized. And if you are hardworking enough, obviously you will be successful in your life. If you are, let's say, industrious, if you are diligent, and if you are lazy, all of these individual characteristics have their impacts on your daily life, on your being successful and on your being unsuccessful in your achievements. Now let's see, there are other characteristics, other qualities which must be taken into consideration, like, for example, ignorance, attention to the creator of the world.
We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
If you have no knowledge of who your Lord is, if you do not pay attention to your Lord, paying attention is a moral quality, because if you pay attention to your Lord, then that's what you should do. Like thanksgiving or ingratitude, these are qualities that have to be there, and every individual has to be thankful to God. And there are many other such qualities which have an individual aspect, and of course they are truthful for one living completely isolated from the society. Even if a person is not living in a society, these qualities and these, of course, attributes have their application, and they exist along with the individual himself. Now, I have categorized moral attributes, moral qualities and characteristics into social and individual, okay? I gave you the example of social aspects and social attributes, those attributes which have meaning and can be relevant to a person's social aspect in social life, like jealousy, modesty, pride, good opinion, justice, and chastity, and generosity. Of course, you cannot be generous to yourself. You are generous to your fellow human beings. Chastity, of course, as long as you are living alone, chastity does not make any sense. But when you live in the company of other people, then it has a meaning. Now, inshallah, we will discuss this topic further in the following episode. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. So all I need. So all I need. All I need. All I need. Oh, 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 oh. All I need. To me, 'cause your love is all I need, to be all I can. you mean to me. Your love is all I need.